This is Rewind 2026. July 28, 1896.
Miami.
Welcome to Miami. The community of Miami, Florida was incorporated on this day. The city had a population of 260. Today, the Miami metropolitan area boasts a population of more than 5 million. On July 28, 1933, the singing telegram was introduced. The first person to receive a singing telegram was singer Rudy Valli in honor of his 32nd birthday. July 28, 1939.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high.
Judy Garland sang one of the most famous songs of the century with the Victor Young Orchestra. The tune became her signature song and will forever be associated with a singer-actress. Garland recorded Over the Rainbow for Decca Records. It was the musical highlight of the film The Wizard of Oz. On July 28, 1951...
No. I'm overdue. I'm really in a stew. No time to say goodbye. Hello, I'm late.
The Walt Disney film Alice in Wonderland was released by RKO Pictures. July 28, 1965...
Are you ready for some football?
The American Football Conference set a new record. More reporters showed up in Lowell, Massachusetts to cover an exhibition game than were on hand to cover the AFC Championship game the year before. The preseason game between the New York Jets and the Boston Patriots attracted all the attention because the Jets sported a new quarterback who had caught everyone's fancy, Joe Namath. July 28, 1973.
Steve Austin, astronaut, a man barely alive.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man.
On this day, exactly a year after their first date, TV's $6 million man, Lee Majors, married one of Charlie's Angels, Farrah Fawcett. They were divorced 9 years later. July 28, 1994.
Says I am the greatest. That is a fact. But even I didn't know I could pitch like that.
Several coincidences occurred in Major League Baseball on this day. Kenny Rogers, not the singer, but the pitcher, threw the 14th perfect game in the history of Major League Baseball. It was 3 years to the day since the last time this event occurred. This time, it was an American League game with Texas beating California 4-0. 10 years earlier, the same two teams were playing when the 11th perfect game was hurled and the winning team was reversed. Celebrating a birthday today...
65% of the people murdered in the last 10 years were killed by handgun.
Would it make you feel any better, little girl, if they was pushed out of windows?
Emmy Award-winning actress Sally Struthers was born in 1948. The number one record on this date in 1963 was...
So in love are we two that we don't know what to do. So in love.
So, in love. So Much in Love by The Times. And that's Rewind for July 28th, 2026.